بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We've all had such moments when our hearts are about to erupt from pain and sadness. That's when you trust Allah completely. It's called faith. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for joining me, Zunaida Musa Wadiwala, on the Good Reads program once again on the airwaves of Radio Islam International, medium wave 1548, via audio streaming or DSTV channel 826. It is a beautiful and sunny Friday afternoon here in Johannesburg today, and alhamdulillah, we find ourselves in this, the sacred month of Rajab. I pray that we understand the value of this month and that we in turn are spurred on to become the very best versions of ourselves, pleasing our Rabb and being in a position to bring goodness and benefit to the world around us. I also take this opportunity to remind us all of one of the Masnoon Dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Now, the quote that I opened today's program with is an extract from Mufti Meng's Motivational Moments, a book that I am excited to discuss with you today. But after reading this book, I couldn't help but wonder what it is about motivation that is so powerful and so necessary for us as human beings. And amongst others, I think that the following are some good reasons why we need motivational quotes and inspiration. So they are little quotes, but they are filled with lots of wisdom. Wisdom which awakens and both motivates and inspires, and that, of course, in turn leads to happiness. So for me, reading a motivational quote is like eating a piece of good chocolate or a delicious ice cream. So I've compiled a list of 10 reasons why we need to read motivational quotes. And this is from an article by Ramiz Safwan. So firstly, he says, motivational quotes have the power to motivate, inspire, and encourage. When you feel unhappy or lacking motivation, then at such times, read a few quotes and you will see how your mood and state of mind begins to improve. Secondly, when you need a little push and perhaps some fuel to help you to take action, then motivational quotes can actually be of great help. Thirdly, positive quotes make you see the bright side of life. They motivate and they give you hope for a better future. Fourthly, many quotes contain insight and wisdom which are condensed into just a few words. Now, if you read a quote and you actually read that quote a few times and you focus on the words, then often you will discover wisdom and insight that will help you in your life. Fifth, another benefit that you can gain by reading motivational quotes is hope. Because when one is in a difficult situation or feeling down, then a quote could serve as a ray of light. Sixth, motivational quotes bring light and happiness into your day. Seven, motivational quotes teach, and these are advices which you can implement in your life. Eight, they open the mind to see life in a wider perspective. And on that note, perspective is something which is undermined and which is actually of great importance. Nine, they are mood changes, and that is why it is a good idea to actually have some quotes handy so you can read them whenever you want to uplift your spirits. And tenth and lastly, motivational quotes inspire you to positive thinking and to taking positive action. So these 10 points are just some of the benefits, and they really don't take much effort to read. You know, motivational quotes are small, power backed. They don't take much effort for you to read them. But what is important is it's about how and when you read them, okay? So now, during these days of unprecedented changes and challenges which have been brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic, I have been inclined towards books that inspire and motivate. And I've been particularly, being particular about sourcing these type of books from an Islamic perspective. Now, you may visit the Radio Islam International website for the books I have thus far reviewed along these lines. And it is with that that I share the book Motivational Moments by Mufti Menk with you this afternoon. Now, of course, Dr. Mufti Ismail Menk of Zimbabwe is a prolific Islamic scholar who is a household name, meaning that he's a person that is well known by the public, and so I need not go into much of an author's biography as I usually do on my program. Aside from saying that is, that he is a man who is able to touch lives of people from around the world. And, subhanAllah, he has been blessed to educate and to empower people with his talks, his meetings, his social accounts. Now, this book, then, is a culmination of positive quotes compiled from his social media accounts. They are words which instill hope and fill us with advice on how to actually live a better life. Now, before I go into further details about the book, I'd just like to tell you about my copy, because I was gifted with this reviewer's copy, which is actually a miniature edition. And for those of you who know me from my social media would know that I have a penchant for everything miniature, and especially miniature books. So this is definitely a collector's edition for my library, and I would say for yours too. And, it's made all the more special by the glossy print quality and the colorful and very beautiful pictures which accompany these quotes. So the book has been published by Book Concepts Stationery. They are based in Dubai. And this first volume was published in March 2017. The book consists of 500 quotes separated by different chapters. And these chapters are entitled, firstly, patience, secondly, repentance, thirdly, sadness, fourthly, career, fifthly, forgiveness, sixthly, sincerity, seventhly, love, eighth, kindness, ninth, loyalty, and tenth, self-worth. Now, part of the fun of my Goodreads program is sharing and reading extracts of these books with you. And this is so that you can have a fairly good idea of why a particular book is a good investment for you and in you. Now, I'd just like to clarify, I say for you, because this book would actually be an asset to you to own. And when I say an investment in you, I'm saying that because that is what you are doing by reading and applying the principles and advices of books like these to different aspects and areas of your life. You are investing and you are empowering yourself. So starting with the chapter called Patience, and I quote Mufti Menk here. He says, "Hardship is actually a gift from the Almighty. If you endure and stay firm, no matter how difficult, he will reward you and elevate your status. Almighty, we're living in trying times. Strengthen our faith and protect us. Help us keep good company and guide us towards useful knowledge. Don't think that suffering weakens you. It doesn't. It shows the depth of life that he, Azza wa Jal, has created. So when pain drags you down, he is there." And I close quote. Now, if you analyze this quote, you read a couple of times, you're feeling down, and you look at the words, you will see that it is motivational, because firstly, it informs you that hardship itself is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Secondly, it advises you how to bear with it. It says to endure and to stay firm. And if, even if you look at that, the source of that advice, this, when I'm referring to the enduring and to staying firm, then you will recollect from the Quran Kareem in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, and seek help through patience and prayer. Now, just to tell you that this is one of the most important reasons why you should take motivational quotes from a trusted source, because every source has an origin, and we want to be careful and we want to be guided by the best which is, of course, the Quran Kareem and Hadith al-Sharif. So with that, I go on to another quote. I really like it because it motivates your behavior. And, you know, your behavior in turn actually shapes your character. This quote is from the chapter called Love. It's a little quote. It reads as follows. Nothing means more than someone with a heart full of love, an ever ready listening ear, and a hand that's willing to help others at any time. And I close quote. So honestly, if you have been blessed to have had someone in your life who does this for you, someone who is willing to listen to you, someone who's always willing to help you, someone who has a heart full of love, then you will without a doubt understand the value of the words that I quoted from Mufti Menk. And on the other hand, have you ever experienced giving this type of unconditional love to another person? Actually, this is a feeling which I would say is almost indescribable, but it will leave you feeling content and self-assured that you have been able to actually give of yourself. I prepared just the two quotes for you, thinking that I wouldn't have much time, but I see we do have a little bit of time where I can share another quote with you. So I'm going to randomly just open the book here. Let's just go through the chapters again. We've shared a quote from the chapter on patience and on love. So let me share a quote perhaps on sincerity, right? So sincerity is, I guess, the basis for everything that we do, because all our actions start with our intention, you know, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. So let us see what Mufti Menk has to say and how he can motivate us when it comes to sincerity. So I'm going through the chapter here. And, well, it's so beautiful, the cover on the chapter on sincerity. It has this, I wish I could show it to you, but it has a picture of the autumn leaves, you know, a tree which is almost bare, and it has a few leaves, and you know how striking they look when they're changing their color. And then the quote there says, whatever you do, don't show off. Make your intention clear. Keep it between you and the Almighty. Any arrogance can make it all meaningless. And I think that, if you actually analyze that, it just tells you, you know, the harms of riya, firstly between you and your maker, secondly between you and yourself, and thirdly between you and the rest of the world, you know. And then the quotes continue, of course. Beautiful, beautiful illustrations. Here's one that I think is very, very powerful. He says, and I quote, just because you've done good deeds, don't brag about it. Always stay humble. Thank him for favoring you by guiding you towards doing good. Despite all the bad going on around us, always carry hope in your heart. Kindness and generosity no matter what. That's the only way to live. So two lessons there. The first, he tells us about, you know, the sincerity that is required when we do good deeds, because, you know, we actually and not doing it from ourselves. We've been guided by the Almighty towards that good deed. So let us always remember to have our intention first and fixed and firm. Secondly, then he says that, you know, despite the bad going on around us. So, of course, there's these days it's worse than ever, but there's always bad going on around us. You know, and Allah, may Allah protect us all, one and all, and cure the world from corona and COVID-19 and all sorts of harms and dangers, difficulties and plagues. But the message here is that always carry hope in your heart. So, you know, that positive thinking, it's faith in your heart. And then he says kindness and generosity no matter what. So no matter what is going on, it doesn't cost you anything to be kind or to be generous. You know, you can be generous as the hadith teaches us, even a smile is charity, right? And then the quote goes on, when people treat you unfairly, seek comfort in the truth. And I'm going to stop there and remind you, something that my mom always told us is that the truth will always prevail, you know, so that we can always take comfort in that, right? And know in your heart that the Almighty knows the truth. He is sufficient as a witness, and that is really powerful and really apt. And I'm so glad that I randomly opened to this page, because last Jumu'ah I was listening to the khutbah from the Haram in Mecca, and the Imam was speaking about how Allah is sufficient for us as a witness, and he even quoted the ayat from Surah Ali Imran, which speaks about this. It's It is just so powerful. It's so motivational. Alhamdulillah, we've got so much to guide us and to give us hope and to inspire us. Really, I don't seem to have enough time to read all of it and to ponder all of it. But I just wish, you know, that I had more time to share more quotes from this book with you and to discuss and dissect them, as I have been, it's really been an amazing feeling for me too. So I definitely have a very strong fascination with words. I love reading them, I love writing them, and I love portraying them in art and in calligraphy. So, you know, if you can, you could watch my Instagram page, because I will, inshallah, be penning a few of these quotes from this particular book soon, time permitting. And I would love your interaction there on Instagram, you know, on how the quotes have made you feel, how have you implemented them into your life, and what benefits you've reaped, firstly for yourself and secondly for the people around you. Now it comes to the best part, where we end the program, and I can imagine you are anxiously waiting to know where you can get a copy of this book for your own. So let me just tell you, Motivational Moments by Mufti Menki is available for purchase from my favorite bookstore in Indonesia, which is Darun Nashr Islamic World. They are situated at the Hanka Masjid and Madrasa, number 40 Nirvana Drive, Indonesia Extension 1. You can give them a call on 011-852-4629. I'll repeat, 011-852-4629, or you can even email them, info@dnrislamic.com. You've got to give yourself the time to go through this book, inshallah. Now, as always, I have loved my time with you, and until we meet again, keep safe, keep smiling, and please keep me in your du'as. With that, مع السلامة في أمان الله.